Well, Sandy, it's so nice to actually talk to you. I've been a fan of Below Deck for years, so thank you for chatting with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. 10 seasons. Obviously, you started season two, but still, 10 seasons is a huge milestone. How does that feel, I guess?
10 years. It just, wow. Okay, so I never knew that 10 years would go by so fast. You're like, that means I'm older. So I'm learning that part. So I'm just gonna silence this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do not disturb. Okay. Yeah, no, it's been incredible. The journey is in so rewarding. I get to meet different people from different walks of life. I get to drive different boats every season. It's such a wonderful journey. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, do you feel like you've changed, or your leadership style has changed, or you're pretty much like when you look at season two, do you feel like that's you, or there's an evolution there?
Evolution for sure. Absolutely. Every time you watch yourself back, you go, wow, I really want to improve on that. Right. So I think about how I talk to people. Now I ponder longer and think, okay, how am I going to approach this? Because I want to be kind. I don't want to be, I want to reach people. I want to reach them. I don't want to have them run away from me, and like close their ears off. I want them to open up their hearts and hear what I have to say because I really want to help change lives.
Yeah.
And when I have these young crew in front of me, I think, okay, I mean, I'm not easy. I'm fair, but I am fun. I have the fun factor, that's for sure. And I do know that it's my job to, earn their respect. And every time I watch myself back, I go, oh, I'm proud of myself for handling it that way. Or I think I could have paused a little longer, or maybe fired someone a little sooner, things like that.
Yeah, you don't always have all the information though, so that's fair. There is always a learning curve a little bit, right? Like the first few charters are sometimes rocky. I have to say, this might be like in terms of first charter, first day, like a lot of mistakes this season. Which do you feel that? And obviously your crew reflects on you. Was that tough for you to like handle all that?
Yeah, I had a lot of green crew. So, yes, absolutely. I mean, one just stood there and the other one's like, okay. Yeah, that was a challenge for me as a captain because you go, okay, at least give me a little more experience. And some people who are just more tapped in, that was not the case. And hey, I don't know. It's just, what do you do with that? You have to turn water into wine or wine into water, whichever way you look at it. So I did my best, and Nathan was thrown into something that he had never done before. So big learning curve for him. He's got
Yep.
to learn not to be a brosen and a bosun. It's not about the bromance, it's about being a bosun, So yeah.
Was going to ask about Nathan because, he did really well his first season. I think we all were like, wow, he's great. But when you heard he was your bosun, were you like, okay, I can see where this is going to go? Or were you worried at all, I guess, that he wasn't ready for it?
Not worried at all. Nathan is excellent at line handling. The only thing that I can see is it is always hard to let go of control and give direction. Giving direction and releasing control and trusting is the skill set that
Right.
everyone has to learn in leadership, right? You have to allow them to make mistakes. But when it's repetitive and repetitive, that's when you go, okay, let's reassess, right? So, yeah. It's going to be fun to watch. I haven't seen it. I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait to see Nathan's growth.
Yes, I was going to ask about that because obviously him and Gail are not together this season. We know in real life they've had a baby by now. But did you see any growth from Nathan from his first season to this season?
Oh yeah, of course, yes. And I got to tell you, I always thought Joe and Gail would hook up. I never, because they
Really?
were great dance partners, and every time I'd walk around the corner, they were doing these really beautiful dance moves together. And I was like, wow. And then when it was Nathan and Gail, I was like, I didn't see that coming. Yeah,
Interesting.
very surprised. Yes, I also, to answer your question, Nathan, I think if you're ever in a role, a position where you have to, it's either you do or you don't, and you won't, right? Or you're bye-bye, right? So Nathan didn't want to let me down. I know that for sure. He did his best, and I can't wait to watch the rest of the season.
Me too. Talk to me about Aisha. Obviously, Aisha came back last year. She said her heart's in the med. It seems like when she's on board, you don't have to worry as much about the interior. Obviously, I'm not you, but like, is that the, do you feel confident when you have Aisha on board with you?
Absolutely, 1000%. I don't have to worry. When I get someone new, I have to make sure that they're paying attention to the guests. They know how to mix drinks. That's a lot. Like mixing those drinks, looking at those drinks menu, remembering the drinks. Because if you notice, they don't really write the drinks down. There's a
Right.
lot of people with a lot of requests. That memory has to be good. Also, making sure that the turndowns happen, the laundry's getting done. I remember one season, someone told me a story about they actually washed this Gucci dress and they ruined it and they threw it overboard. And I was like, I never told the client. I'm like, didn't you think they missed their Gucci dress? So when you think about interior, you go, okay, are they handling those very expensive clothes? And it's like things like that. With Aisha, I don't have to worry. She's got it.
Did you catch her on Amazing Race yet at all? Did you catch any of those
Yeah, I've been
episodes?
watching. Yeah. So she has some of the things you had to do. I could never do that.
Yeah, I was gonna
Never.
ask you. I was like, would you ever do that, Sandy?
No, not at
No.
all. No desire.
I was gonna ask you later, but I'll just ask you now. Would you ever do the Traitors? I think people have been asking for this.
Yes. I would do the traders for sure. I don't know how well I would do, but I would do my best.
Okay.
Maybe would I be a or foe? I don't know.
Okay. I like to hear it. I like to see it. Yeah, I guess when you first meet your crew, do you get a good sense of, okay, I might not have to fire a lot of people. Like, I guess first impressions, like, are they very telling? Can you usually tell if someone can hack it or not?
When I first meet them, no, I can't tell. Excuse me. You know when I can tell? Our very first charter. The minute. Because their CVs read really well.
Yep. Well,
And
we've seen that before.
yes. But I know from the very first charter. I don't know initially meeting them because some people can talk a good game and have a very different action, right? Let's just think about Mila as our chef. Oh, well, she could talk a good game, but she couldn't cook. Okay. So I know the very first charter. Very first time we go on charter, I know.
Does firing get easier? You have to do it on camera too, which I'm sure adds a different layer. Does that get easier over the years or
No, it's never
no?
easy to fire someone. You know what I mean? Like to me, it's like if I can give them a lesson, like a teachable moment as I'm firing them, that's what I like to do to say, hey, next boat, just go take some classes, go take some courses and prepare yourself. Just don't sign up. You know what I mean? That's what I try to do.
Do you are you watching? Did you watch this season of Below Deck, the regular Below Deck?
Yeah.
So I want to ask about Celine because, like, Rainbow is like she's here just for the cameras, and I have to imagine the yachting industry has changed because of Below Deck over the years. Do you find that people are seeking fame more than actually wanting to do the job?
Absolutely, some are. And those people, I just say go take acting classes because that's really where you should be, right? Because the maritime industry is in my heart. I care very deeply about it. And I don't waste my time with people who are just there for the camera. However, there is an entertainment side to our business. I had to lighten up a little bit as a captain, and allow TV to happen. The other part is I actually really like her. I'd love to have her on my boat just so I could laugh all day long. But yes, would she give interior a hard time? Yeah, well, that's their job to manage. But for me, when she made only half the bed, it made sense, right? Okay, they only slept in half the bed. Why do I got to make the whole bed? I'm only making half the bed. I get
Yeah.
the logic.
Yeah. Did you said the maritime industry like was a little critical of the show for a while. Do
Oh,
you
yeah.
feel like people have come around?
Yes,
Okay.
1000%. They've come around, but there are those who still,
Of course.
I would always say if this landed in their lap, let's see what they would choose, right? And
Exactly. No, yeah, exactly.
it's really highlights some beautiful things, like countries are having more visitors because we
Yeah.
show in certain places, yachts sell. I'm sure the price tag goes up a little more. I'm not so sure. I would think so. And more people are chartering because of our show. People didn't know this existed. TV changed that. Bravo changed that for us.
Yeah, it's very cool. I was in Barcelona like right after you guys filmed, and of course I walked by the docks and I was like, hey, is the boat still here? Obviously it wasn't, but yeah, I think as a fan, it's cool to see because it is real life, right? Like this is a real industry.
And you know how many doors it opened up for people who want to work in this industry?
Yeah.
Incredible. Even middle America. Like, you don't have to be surrounded by water to come to sea. You know what I mean? There's so many land-based jobs and sea-based jobs.
Good
Oh,
point, good
the
point.
industry really opened up. Bravo opened those doors for the industry.
I and speaking of that, like have you seen more women wanting to be captains? Have
There are a lot more women captains. Absolutely. I keep hearing about them all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to ask, you've been asked this a million times, but people are really loving this Hannah reunion. They're loving it. They're loving you guys together. Is it something where you look back on what happened and think wish you did something differently, or is it something you guys both just accepted and just like move on from it?
We accepted it. Like, you know, Hannah and I had a wonderful conversation in her home in Australia, and I got to hear her side. She got to hear mine. We both understood. Would we do anything differently? To me, I would never risk my license for
Yeah,
anything.
it's
I
tough.
worked very hard to get to where I am. I would not change anything. My decision was my decision, right? Based on what my maritime attorney said. I called him. He goes, fire her now. I went, okay. So I followed that. She, I think, would do things differently for sure. But you know what? Hannah went home, had her love of her life, had a baby. It worked out to her favor. Now, after that conversation, Hannah and I were very close on board. People didn't see that. She was in my cabin often talking. Like we hung out. You just, the camera didn't show that part. So,
Maybe that's
yeah.
also why it hurt so much, because you guys were close.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, we were affected. Yeah.
I know we
But
have
we're
to
great
wrap.
now. I mean, it's
Yeah.
great. Like we're doing this,
Events.
yes, this event together. And it's been great. We have a couple more coming up.
I love it. I know we have to wrap up, but without spoiling too much, of course, what's the biggest, I guess, challenge this season? Is it the crew? Is it the charter guests? Is it technical things? Like, what can you tease for
The
you?
weather.
Okay.
The
The weather.
weather is our biggest challenge. Because Barcelona is a straight coastline, we don't have a lot of places to hide. Not many boats really don't charter out of there. So we put that location was very difficult for all of us. And there's some funny scenes. And that boat had great stabilizers. They just couldn't keep up with the waves.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. Well, Sandy, thank you for chatting with me today. I'm excited to see the rest of the season.
Thank you. It was a
All
pleasure.
right.
Thank you.